If there is to be any hope for the nation and our children, we must turn to the living Word of God for knowledge and wisdom, and to the living Christ for our salvation. In our postmodern world, America seemingly teeters on the edge of perdition. God's absolutes are sacrificed on the altar of relative belief and diversity, biblical faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, no longer seems relevant and is too eagerly replaced by the latest vogue in science and technology. The love of self and its gratuity are taught to our youth, while many parents cheer on their child's worldly achievements at the expense of godly character. Corporate greed and its advertisements trash our young minds with little to no accountability. Christian America has gone from being a witness to being witnessed to. But do not be deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. Much is at stake for our nation today. The line is drawn between doing what is right in accordance with God's will and doing what is right in our own eyes. Having a biblical worldview is paramount if America is to remain that beacon of hope and faith to our families and families around the world. Although every day is to be a day of prayer, on this particular day we must ask ourselves, to whom do we address our prayers? And from what authority do we hope to receive an answer? For there is one God, according to Scripture, and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, 1 Timothy 2:5. Upon entering the promised land, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob once spoke to his servant Joshua, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Oh, but if only our nation and its leaders would be so convinced as was God's faithful servant Joshua. For is it not God that removes kings and raises up kings? Do the nations dare no longer tremble at his presence? Are America and her leaders no more to fear the wrath of the Almighty or to trust in his strength alone? Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10 reads. The psalmist further speaks concerning the Messiah's triumph and coming kingdom on earth. At a terrible price, we already see the nations maneuvering themselves to withdraw from the God of the Bible. And in Psalm 2, it reads, "Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, 'Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us.' He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold him in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Embrace the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him." In God we once trusted, and I pray we still trust today. And in his long suffering, our Heavenly Father looks on in the hope that His people will once again trust in Him for peace and prosperity, that America might yet repent and submit to His authority with reverence and humility. The Apostle Peter warns us, however, that the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. It is the church that is called out and entrusted to shine the gospel light into the darkness of this world. Yet I fear she has gone the way of apostasy in these latter times and has become apathetic to the blood of the Lamb and its cleansing power over sinners. May it not be as the prophet Isaiah spoke and Jesus declared, "And that these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." May she return to her first love and be the chaste bride she has purchased to be. Laws and ordinances are not the answer to our nation's ills, but only a contrite spirit and regenerate heart can solve America's rising tensions. This can only come by faith in the hearing of God's immutable counsel from our pulpits and around the dinner table. America, let us resound the call to honor the Father and praise the Son and return to our biblical roots. Let us cast off the bonds of corruption and compromise and stand firm in the way of the Lord. God delights in mercy. And if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Repentance is not a show of weakness, but rather proof that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is with us wherever we go, as He was with faithful Joshua. For He resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. And it must start at the house of God. Let this not just be a day of prayer, but let it be a day of repentance and restoration of our great nation and its leadership. A land where our children grow up in the righteous precepts of the Lord and the love and security of His Savior, whom He sent into the world. A land where they grow up not having to live in doubt or fear of their neighbor or of governments. A land where they grow up in the pursuit of happiness and freedom to pray and worship without prohibition. May it be the America envisioned by our forefathers, a land in which God and His virtues are embraced wholeheartedly. For is it not better as a people that we stand in His marvelous grace than to fall beneath the might of His sword, His pleasure? To the children of Israel, upon entering the promised land, Joshua put forth the challenge. Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Today, that challenge extends to all Americans, if not the whole world. Blessed are those who put their trust in Jesus Christ and have understanding in His Holy Scripture. I believe that it's not too late to hold out hope to our children, to our neighbors, and to our communities. But only if we act and remain resolute in spite of opposition, be it physical or spiritual, foreign or domestic. The Bible and its Christianity are woven into the very fabric of our nation. To distill Christ from America's future is indeed to plot a vain thing. Thank you.